Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, where we examine happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. On today's program, public urged to prepare for Hurricane Matthew, Coast Guard to be set up in St. James, and government not considering state of emergency for Montego Bay. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. Members of the public are being urged to make all the necessary preparations to ensure they remain safe during the passage of Hurricane Matthew, expected to impact the island this weekend. Speaking at an emergency meeting with heads of agencies and parliamentary representatives at the office of the Prime Minister last Thursday, the Prime Minister urged persons living on the quays to travel inland immediately and instructed residents to heed all warnings to evacuate where necessary.
The strategy of the government is to be prepared and ready to recover after the passage of the weather event. All agencies of government should now be in alert mode. It is not panic mode, it is preparedness mode. So I'm urging all citizens to take it seriously.
Hurricane Matthew is expected to pass Jamaica's eastern coastline from Sunday evening into Monday morning. Meanwhile, the Prime Minister announced last week that a Coast Guard post will be established in Montego Bay, St. James, to stem the flow of weapons into the island under the Guns for Drugs trade. The post will be located near the cruise ship pier. Mr. Holness says the move will curtail the ease with which criminal elements are able to access guns.
But it is also clear that the problem is driven by access to guns. In fact, 90% of the crimes committed are committed by weapons, and that speaks to a major problem of the control of our borders.
The Prime Minister was speaking at a press conference at the office of the Prime Minister's Montego Bay establishment to discuss strategies to stem the upsurge of crime in St. James. The Prime Minister also outlined that the government is not at this time considering the implementation of a limited state of emergency as part of efforts to curb crime in Western Jamaica. Mr. Holness says he has confidence in the ability of the security forces to effectively address the issue.
I have met with the leadership of our national security apparatus, and I'm confident, I'm satisfied that they are motivated, that they are committed, that they are going to do everything within the power of the law to bring the situation, and I'm expecting that there will be results soon.
He gave the assurance that both human and material resources for the security forces will be beefed up, and that there is need for major legislative reform to empower members of the security forces as they carry out their duties. He also noted that more searches will be conducted and the mobility of the police will be addressed. Mr. Holness also appealed to citizens to bring information about criminals and their activities to the police. In the meantime, Prime Minister Andrew Holness is proposing the creation of an international initiative geared towards assisting highly indebted middle-income countries, HMICs, to grow their way out of debt. Mr. Holness says despite their best efforts to repay debt and grow their economies, highly indebted middle-income countries such as Jamaica are constantly under threat of economic degradation due to what he terms undiversifiable structural vulnerabilities such as small size and negative climate change impacts. He suggests that a program be put in place to reward HMICs that faithfully service their debt with assistance in the form of investment, favorable trade, technology transfer, security cooperation, and energy.
To qualify for inclusion in any HMIC initiative, a country, in addition to being a highly indebted middle-income country, should have undiversifiable structural vulnerabilities and have demonstrated a track record of commitment to economic, fiscal, and social reform programs supported by the IMF and the World Bank.
He was delivering Jamaica's policy statement at the 71st session of the United Nations General Assembly last Friday. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for tuning in. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Jamaica House Weekly.
Prep and primary school students, if you're between the ages of 9 and 12 years, you could be the next champion. Enter the JIS Heritage Essay Competition answering the question, who is your favorite Jamaican sportsman or sportswoman and why? Lots of prizes to be won. Deadline for submissions is November 6. For submission requirements and other information, go to jis.gov.jm or call 926-359024 extension 2137 or send an email to heritageessay@jis.gov.jm.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.